Down by Bryce Thalen again, move the chains for the Lakers.
Well, same defense for Pauamu Asfalia because they feel a little more confident in their front four stopping the run. They have a deep safety back there keeping an eye on the passing game, but they were unable to catch Preston Warren there as he's able to break a tackle and make that first down catch. But again, quick pass, Brennan Wisner, very quick to decide. Drops back, three-step drop, looking to the left where he's got two receivers, picks the one he likes best, and throws a bullet right on the number to Preston Warren for a first down.
5.5 to play in this first half. Wisner, the throw, and he lets it fly to the near sideline, brought in by Warren again to the 30-yard line and falls forward out to about the 32-yard line, brought down by Jake Pung, the linebacker. Second down, 8 to go from Lakers' own 32-yard line. They trail 7-0.
That defensive line of Pauamu Asfalia, very big, very athletic, and they're getting into the backfield quickly, which is why Lakers has not been able to run the football to the outside because the linebacking core is very quick, and they're getting beat in the trenches up front. So what you're seeing Lakers do to adjust is something that I'm very much in favor of. Brennan Wisner try and beat him. Roll him out a little bit. Have him deliver some quick passes. Spread out this defense a little bit. See if you can't pick him apart. Wisner's been able to do that even with a 2 or 3 yard gain on a short pass play.
It's a handoff to Kretschmer up the gut, and he's out for maybe a yard out to the 33-yard line for a gain of a yard. Third down and 7 upcoming for the Lakers. Out of the bottom of the pile would be a white jersey somewhere. Looks like that would be number 59, Jake Pung.
Jake Pung definitely in on that tackle, stepping up, filling that gap right up the middle. Looked like there's a big hole. That linebacking core doing a good job filling it quickly. Jake Kretschmer not able to get out of the starting gate, unable to show off any of that speed as he gets down quickly. Third and 7, not an ideal situation for Lakers. You want to try and get that down to more like 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, but they have the offense and the capability to pick up a first down here if they need it.
Wisner in the pistol, wide open, is number 80 brought in for Lakers. Nick Siegfried inside Pauamu Asfalia territory all the way down to the 30-yard line. From the 33 of Laker territory to the 30-yard line of Pauamu. And that is a huge 37-yard reception for Nick Siegfried, and flips the fields and Lakers rejuvenated.
Perfect play there. And what I like the most about Lakers passing offense is they start out in the double wing and then they audible and guys move. And it's not a lot of time for the Pauamu Asfalia defense to adjust and to communicate. And number 6 was in coverage, Peyton Heckman. And when number 80 Siegfried planted his foot and went to the sideline, Siegfried slipped. So an easy throw and catch for Wisner to Siegfried, and he turns into a big gain, flipping the field for Lakers offense.
Wisner's going to keep it himself, and that one did not go well. He's loss of a yard as Jimmy Lehman led the charge on that tackle. Loss of a yard. Second down, 11 from the Pauamu Asfalia 31-yard line. 3:42 left in this first half. 7-0, Pirates lead the Lakers.
The pocket is simply just breaking down for Brennan Wisner. He doesn't have a lot of time. There's not an opportunity to throw the ball deep down the field. The quick out routes, the quick slants are the only option. Screen passes are all he's really had as an option to throw the football. And when Brennan Wisner tried to keep it for the first time tonight himself, the pocket's just too cluttered. He had nowhere to go except just to go down and take his medicine. Loss of 1. We'll see how Lakers responds now. Second down, 11.
3 minutes and some change left here in this first half. 7-0 PW leading EPBP. And off to, looks like that'd be Preston Warren coming around the right side, and he's going to be brought down for a loss back at the 31-yard line. And tackle made by number 68, Isaiah Schaefer. And it's third down and 12 for the Lakers.
I don't know if you noticed, but when Preston Warren was tackled, you looked to see who made the tackle. There was 5 white jerseys in a circle around him. They are swarming to the football. Some of these plays are just walking right into the arms of these defenses. Again, Lakers lined up with the double wing. They audibled center receiver out wide. They had an I formation set up, and they run right into that defense. But when the defense is pushing back into the backfield, not a lot of room to operate, and they're going to be in the same formation, just a receiver left this time.
Wisner slips in the backfield as he tried to roll out of the pocket to the right to the near sideline. And that is a timeout called by Pauamu Asfalia. Was that, Dave, was that fourth down or was that third down?
No, it was third down. Third okay. Down and long. And Brennan Wisner unable to set his feet, but he's heard footsteps, Clark. Jimmy Lehman was in the backfield already, ready to make quarterback Brent Wisner do something with the football. I didn't see a lot of options developing there for Wisner. A running play definitely wasn't going to work, but the passing, I didn't see any routes open either. So big loss on the play, self-inflicted wound there by Lakers.
2:12 left in the first half, fourth and 17 left right here. As we're trying to get this clock reset to 2 minutes and 22 seconds, I do believe. Pauamu Asfalia leading 7-0 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. The Lakers facing a fourth down and a ways to go. It looks like fourth and 17 from their own, from the Pauwama Westphalia 36-yard line.
It's a tough situation. You're only down one score, but fourth and 17, you haven't had the ability to stand in the pocket and throw the football. A running play is not an option. So if you throw it, Pauwama Westphalia knows what's coming. They have fairly tall defensive backs. They do a lot of spread offense, passing routes themselves. So they're receivers that know how to play defense. I think if it's me, Clark, I'm only down one score. I'm not out of this game, and I do not want to give Pauwama Westphalia the football at the 36-yard line. I think I'd punt it away, try to pin them deep inside the 10 and play a little defense. But I know Coach Verberg, not going to be shocked here to see them spread it out. And that's exactly what's happening.
Fourth and 17, Wisner in the pocket, throwing downfield, has it thrown in out to about the 5-yard line, falls incomplete at the 14-yard line, and 10 for Taylor Cady. He had that one open within a yard of him, but didn't even try for the catch. And incomplete and a turnover of downs. Pauwama Westphalia gets it at their own 36-yard line.
That was one-on-one coverage. That's what Pauwama Westphalia has been doing to Lakers. Brandon Wisner throws a good ball, gets it up into the wind. It floats down softly right to where Taylor Cady was running. But as he was turning back looking for the football, Clark, it looked like he couldn't find it. And he was kind of spinning around a little bit looking for the ball, never located it, and it falls harmlessly to the ground. But you're right. If he's able to find that football, which I'm not sure why he couldn't, it's a big opportunity miss there by Lakers. I think they'd have had a enough or close for the first down. Nonetheless, they're going to ask a lot of their defense to come back on the field and try to prevent another score before the half.
With 2:17 left in the first half, 7-0 Pauwama Westphalia, they have the ball back at their own 36-yard line. Right to left, cross your radio. Lehman hands it off, coming around the right side. That would be to number 23, Justin Pohl, I do believe, was the carry on that. And out for maybe a yard, brought down by number 26, Corey Minetti. It's a second down, 9 to go.
Yeah, Justin Pohl definitely around the outside. I thought Smithers had him in the backfield. He's able to slip free until Corey Minetti cleans him up. But a lot of work just for 1 yard. A good job on the response by the Lakers defense, stopping that running play on first down. So now back to the shotgun. Read option opportunity, 3 receivers for Thalen.
Lehman looks to his left to a screen pass. It's brought in by number 12. Ethan Gallagher has the first down. That's across 42. The 50, still in Laker territory, alive, down to the 25, and finally tackled out of bounds at the 14-yard line by number 26, Corey Minetti, for a huge gain from the 37 across midfield and inside the 25 to the red zone.
Yeah, Cameron Worth, number 42, catches that screen pass, and they catch Brennan Wisner, the senior off guard. Brennan Wisner comes on a blitz thinking that it was the read option, and instead Cameron Worth slides right around him, and the quarterback, Jimmy Lehman, is able to just throw it right over Wisner's head, and then Wisner's in trying to catch him and chase him from behind, and Cameron Worth turns it into a big play down the left sideline.
A 40-yard gain, first and 10 now from the Laker 23-yard line. Lehman throwing to the far sideline, has a receiver open, and he brings it into the 5-yard line and falls with the catch. That is number 15, Bryce Thalen, again. Move the chains, first and goal for Pauwama Westphalia. Still with a minute 24 left in this first half. First and goal from the 5.
Troy Chappell in coverage, Eric, gets beat on the play. And what I love about it, if you watch, guys, Jimmy Lehman throws that football before the receiver even breaks out of his route. A great throw at all timing routes, and they are well played as the receivers crossed on that side. The Lakers' defensive backs didn't cross with them, and that's how the receiver got open and into the I formation now for Pauwama.
I formation handoff right up the middle to number 15, Bryce Thalen, very close to that first to the goal line. They say he stopped at the 1 yard line. Second down, goal to go from the 1 yard line. 4 yard gain for Bryce Thalen.
Yeah, if you're Lakers, you almost want to consider calling a timeout here and trying to preserve one more possession in this half. But either way, it may not be enough time. Lakers stops Bryce Thalen at the, looks like the nose of the football's touching the goal line. That's how close it is. So same formation, a pro set, wide receiver each way, I formation, fullback, Worth blocking in front of the running back, which is Bryce Thalen.
Waiting for the play clock, get down to 5 seconds before Lehman's going to call for the snap. And he's going to keep it for himself. Did he get it in? Yes. No word yet for the officials. There it is. Touchdown, Pauwama Westphalia. With 43 seconds left in the first half, Pawamas Philly strikes for the second time, this time an Ancorbrand keeper from 1 yard out. Jimmy Lehman makes it 13-0 Pawamo.
Wow, just excellent job by Pawamo Westphalia as they control the clock. They run down to the 1 yard line. They let the play clock run down again and try to milk as much clock as possible. They got down the field even quicker than they thought they could. A couple big passing plays went for big plays, and now